This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lest you think it's only federal finances that are a mess, let us turn now to the great state of Illinois, where the budget crisis deepened a notch today, a notch being the amount by which S&P dropped the state's credit rating to just short of junk. The Illinois legislature ended its spring session yesterday without a complete budget for the second year in a row, leaving taxpayers with $14.5 billion in debt, the lowest credit rating of all the states, and big questions about how to fund all kinds of government services. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
It's going to be really hard for Illinois to deal with more than $14 billion in unpaid bills. It will require a combination of raising taxes and cutting spending in a big way, which hasn't worked so far, according to Kent Redfield, professor emeritus of political science at the University of Illinois Springfield.
There's no happy ending here in terms of, painless solution.
And bankruptcy isn't an option for states. The problems go back a few years, according to John Humphrey at Girton Municipal Bond Management in Chicago. Humphrey says Republican Governor Bruce Rauner took office in 2015 with billions in debt already on the books. Then came persistent budget clashes with a Democrat-controlled legislature.
That's ultimately where we stand now. So fiscal 16 and fiscal 17 never really had a budget.
Some spending has continued through stopgap measures, court orders, and ongoing appropriations mandated by law. That's kept up basic functions like schools. But social services have greatly suffered.
We haven't received any funding since June of 2016.
Angela Bertoni runs Sojourn Shelter and Services. It's a domestic violence shelter serving nearly 7,000 individuals in central Illinois, including children living in crisis.
They don't know whether they're going to walk in and find mom dead or alive.
More than 40% of the shelter's budget comes from the state, and Bertoni says they may have to close if the funding doesn't come through this year. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.